Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Little Green Swing. It was written by Brenda Meyer. The pictures are by Sonia Sanchez. And it's read today by Mommy. And what is your name? What do you want to be called? Tell me, please. He's thinking about it. Arf? Oh, are you a dog? Are you a puppy? Oh, Mommy and her puppy. Ruff, ruff, ruff. And we're going to ride a green swing. Oh, I should think so. And there is a puppy in this book, actually, friends. He's a cute one. He's gray. So let's read it. Are you ready? Here we go. Ruby's mind was always full of ideas. One day, she asked her brothers, "Want to make something stupendous?"
"Yes,"
the boys called.
"Let's make a plan,"
Ruby suggested. But the boys couldn't wait.
"Planning isn't for me,"
said Oscar Lee.
"I'm ready to go,"
said Rodrigo.
"I don't have all day,"
said Jose. And each boy sat off on his own. Ruby settled into a snug spot to brainstorm.
"I want to make something fun for all of us, but my idea is not there yet."
Ooh, in the picture we can see her puppy is with her too. He's got a stick. He's ready to play. But you know, sometimes when you're trying to decide what you want to do, you really need to think about it, don't you? Yeah. Meanwhile, Oscar Lee draped a sheet over an old ladder.
"The perfect place for me to hide,"
he declared as he ducked inside. A light breeze blew. Ruby examined her design.
"Not there yet."
Rodrigo braced a board to race his vehicles.
"I made the best thing by far,"
he said as he zoomed his favorite car. Oh, that is pretty cool. You see, in the picture we can see he's got a bucket with all of his cars in it. And then there's a tree stump and he's put a board between the two things. And he's zooming his cars on the board, and they zoom from where the tree stump is across the board and into the bucket. The breeze circled around Ruby as she crossed out another design.
"Not there yet."
Jose tied some knots to make a climbing rope.
"Who knew knots were so much fun?"
he said as he scaled them one by one. Ruby sketched and sketched.
"Not there yet."
I wonder what she's designing. She studied her drawings.
"I know I can do better, but how?"
And in the picture, we see she's laying underneath a beautiful autumn tree, which is covered in orange and gold leaves, isn't it? Yeah, autumn is almost here. And just then, the wind huffed and puffed and blew down Oscar Lee's tent.
"Why me?"
cried Oscar Lee. That's the problem. If you just have a cloth and nothing to hold it down to, the wind can blow it, right? The wind whirled and swirled and toppled Rodrigo's racetrack.
"Oh, no,"
said Rodrigo. "Aw, it is too bad." The wind whipped and tipped and loosened Jose's rope.
"No way,"
said Jose. As Ruby looked at the ruins, inspiration struck.
"It!
Ruby!"
the boys warned.
Nothing will work in this wind.
But she knew it could. Ruby dragged the ladder, retrieved the ramp, and untied the rope. The boys snickered. Do you know what it means to snicker? Mm-mm. It's another way of saying they giggled. But usually when you snicker at someone, it's usually kind of not meant in a kind, giggly way, but in kind of a mean-spirited, giggly way, snickering at you.
Like snare?
Almost, yeah. She collected some tools, consulted her drawing, and got to work. The boys snorted. That's another way of saying they're laughing, but not in a kind way.
I'm guessing they threw leaves at her.
Do you think? She measured, she cut, she constructed. The boys stopped laughing.
She's using the wind.
Even when the wind huffed and puffed and whirled and swirled and whipped and tipped, the swing stayed steady.
Wow,
the boys cried.
Can we have a try?
So what has she done? She's used that rope and that wood, and she's made a swing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember how you snickered and snorted and said nothing would work in this wind?
Yes, but what if we could make it even better?
Oh, finally the project was perfect. They did help, didn't they? What did they do? In the picture we can see what they have done to help her. They have added a cushion, right? So it's not so hard. Ruby was delighted.
Who wants to swing?
Why don't you three?
Said Oscar Lee.
I won't say no,
said Rodrigo.
Push away,
said Jose.
This swing is stupendous.
And everyone agreed. It was worth the wait. And look, they've even added they've put the sheet at the very top of the swing so it captures the wind. How wonderful. I would say that was teamwork at its finest. And also a lot of fun. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Makes me want to go for a swing.
And also...
Oh.
It was also...
The end.